Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Papa Marty Griffin. Trump's main man, the guy he listens to regarding COVID, is a guy named Dr. Terry Atlas. He's a neuroradiologist. Don't know what that has to do with immunotherapy. Don't know what it has to do with coronavirus. Don't know what that has to do with this pandemic. But what he says is that we should follow the Swedish model, which is herd immunity. In other words, we all get it, and then we're cool. We all get it, COVID, and then we're cool. And he points to the infection rates, the mortality rate, and says, for the most part, most of us are going to live anyway. And he prefers the Swedish model, which is what I just said. Open up businesses. Everyone's back in school. No restrictions, no mask. To hell with it. Go. Run, Forrest, run. I say to hell with that. I say tens of thousands of Americans will die with this foolishness. And I have Dr. Terry Dermody, the chair of the Department of Pediatrics at the Pitt School of Medicine and the physician-in-chief and scientific director at Children's, to back me up, to say this notion of herd immunity is downright dangerous. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I am well, Marty. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm in the ballpark, right? It is downright foolhardy to assume or presume that all of us will get it and we're cool.
Well, in fact, you're exactly right. You have the concept of herd immunity perfect. The idea is that viruses need to find those who are susceptible in order to infect and cause disease. And if enough of us are immune, well, then the virus can't find susceptible people. So how many need to be immune? Well, with a virus like the one that causes COVID-19, we think that anywhere between 60 and 80% of the population needs to be immune to drive the virus to extinction. And right now, in Allegheny County, we have about 15,000 who are known to be infected. That's over the course of the entire pandemic. And that's just a little over 1.2% of the entire population. So if, in fact, that number is low, even by fivefold or so, we don't even have 10% of our population immune. And that's been over 8 months of this pandemic. So to get to 60 to 80% immune, it will take us several years. So that's the first part. It's going to take us a long time. The second part is that it is not clear how long immunity will last. Immunity to most respiratory viruses, like influenza, for example, lasts only a year or two, which is why we need to get a flu shot every year to boost our immunity. So it's conceivable that by the time 60 to 80% of us become infected and immune, well, those infected in the early part of the pandemic will be susceptible again. So we're never going to get to that number. But you have it right in that the worst consequence of this striving for herd immunity is that our hospitals will be overrun with those who are ill. Our schools won't be able to reopen safely, and we won't be able to educate our kids face-to-face in school. It will take a long time to jumpstart our economy. And it's not thousands, but it's hundreds of thousands. Potentially millions of Americans will die unneedlessly in this attempt to reach herd immunity.
All right, so he just hit the home run for me. By the way, he wrote an amazing op-ed piece. Amazing. That's how I got turned on to getting Dr. Dermody on the show. All right, doctor, you nailed it right there. So about 3% of the population has had COVID. We got 250,000 deaths, roughly.
Correct.
So if we go by the scale by which this White House wants us to have herd immunity, which is 60 to 70%, you do stupid math. That's millions of dead. Is it not, sir?
Correct. You know, we worry that if death rates are between 0.5% and 1%, in our country, that's between 1.5 and 3 million people over the course to achieve herd immunity that don't need to die.
Dr. Terry Dermody, the chair of the Department of Pediatrics at the Pitt School of Medicine and the physician-in-chief and scientific director at Children's, known around the world. Hey, Doc, does this anger you? Does this trouble you when you hear this information coming out of the White House, sir?
Well, it's not so much that it troubles me, but we do have a way forward. We're working very hard to develop antiviral drugs and antiviral vaccines, and I expect that there'll be new announcements about that as we finish this year and move into the next. But now we can all do our part to keep the numbers of COVID low. We need to wear masks. It's very important to do so. I have to say, I think of masks a little bit like clothing. I don't leave my house without my clothes on, and I don't leave my house without my mask on. Masks prevent you from infecting others. They also diminish the risk that others can infect you. They're very important. The second is to maintain physical distancing. I like the term physical distancing versus social distancing because we need to maintain contact with each other. We just can't be close physically. And I define that as we need to stay greater than 6 feet apart for less than 15 minutes at a time. We need to avoid crowded environments, especially those that are indoors, especially with people we don't know. That's where the virus spreads the fastest and the easiest, in crowded indoor environments. We need to keep our hands clean. It's a very simple rule of hand washing with soap and water. And finally, if we're not feeling well, we need to stay home so we don't expose others around us.
Hey, Doc, how about people who say, you're just being overreactionary. You want to shut down the economy down and ruin America, doctor. Forget about it. What about those folks, doctor?
Well, I think what we've learned, and we've learned this from Sweden, when these practices weren't imposed early on in the pandemic, with the idea that Sweden might reach herd immunity. First of all, we learned that in Sweden, not even 10% of the population is immune.
Right.
And number two, their economy declined just as much as other economies that attempted to contain or mitigate the spread of the COVID virus. If we follow these simple rules, masking, distancing, avoiding crowded environments, hand hygiene, and staying home if we're ill, we can open up our schools and we can educate our kids face-to-face and parents can get back to work and we can open up large segments of the economy. That's because we're expressing our freedom and keeping each other safe. That's the important concept.
Doctor, does it upset you as it upsets me that a mask has become political? Cross the county line into Westmoreland or Fayette County, go into a Sheetz, and you're a bad guy if you have a mask on, sir. Bad guy.
Yeah, it's troublesome that a simple public health procedure like putting a mask on to protect yourself and to protect others has become so charged. I see masks as all about freedom. It's my freedom in putting a mask on to prevent others from being ill, and it's my freedom when I see others put a mask on to help me stay healthy and unaffected. It's all about freedom. That's what masking is about. It's about freedom for the individuals in our country.
And you wear masks in all the UPMC facilities, and very, very, very few employees are sick, sir. Proves the point, does it not?
Well, in fact, our facilities are open, we're safe, and we're so ready to provide needed care and emergency care. In fact, I think our hospitals are amongst the safest place on the planet
they
right
are.
Now. We exercise these COVID precautions, masking, distancing, having all of our meetings virtually, and practicing hand hygiene, taking health screens every single day so that our facilities are exceedingly safe.
Doctor, it's a pleasure. Dr. Terry Dermody, UPMC. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Well, it's my pleasure, Marty. I'm grateful to you for what you do.
Thank you, sir. It's great, great stuff. Important. Life-saving.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.